This is an I Am Listening exclusive podcast.
I'm Noomi Gilder.
I'm Harriet Taylor.
And you're listening to Tech Girl Energy, the weekly debrief.
Our picks of this week's tech headlines.
And what we think of them.
We're aiming for 50% informative, 50% fun.
Let's dive in. Welcome to the first ever episode of Tech Girl Energy, the weekly debrief. Hello.
How exciting.
How exciting. I'm Noomi.
I'm Harriet.
And we're going to just talk about some of the week's tech headlines. What we think about it. Are we excited? Do we have any opinions?
I think we should get stuck in.
Right. Okay. So I saw this morning and I actually think it's quite a good idea. So a new rule has come into effect in Australia that they're calling the right to disconnect. And it's basically kind of protecting people from having to respond to work messages outside of work hours. Have you seen this?
Yeah. So I had a quick read about that earlier on. And I thought it was really interesting. I think a few countries around the world already have similar. I think France has got something like that at the moment. And I think there was some talk about potentially Britain looking into it. But personally, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it looks like they can't like punish the employers. So it's not like it's making it illegal for employers to message you outside of work hours. But it means that you can't be punished by your work if you don't reply.
Right, hear me out. Does that mean right now then, in Australia, if you don't reply and you're not in working hours, you can still get told off?
I think maybe this is what they're trying to protect, because I think you hear these horror stories, don't you, about it's usually people in service industry, let's be real, where they've been asked last minute to do a shift and then their boss is like, well, I'm very disappointed to hear that you don't have a team player attitude or something like that.
Yeah, that will protect people like that. And I guess people... You know what? I've got a few family members as well. They'll all be out having family time and they'll get an email from work and you can just instantly see their stressed face.
Yeah.
Like, when's this back?
Well, this article said that a survey published last year in Australia said that Australians are working an average 281 hours of unpaid overtime annually. Like, that's a lot.
Do you think it will change a lot? Because I still feel like there's people that actively do it to like sort of further their career, right? So they could be told, well, it's illegal for you to get in trouble, but they might still want to do it. Do you think there's still going to be that expectation, even though it's not, you know, legal and it's more an unsaid expectation?
Yeah, I do think it depends on like the industry that you're in, because obviously if you've got strict shift hours, it's easier then to enforce something like this. But I worked in consultancy and nobody's looking at your working hours in that industry. People are just working whenever. So I do think it would be really interesting to see like how it's enforced as well. And then from like a tech point of view, if we're starting to have these conversations, are we then going to see features like developed to help regulate this kind of stuff? Like, I know already we've got in phones like dual SIM and you can have work mode and, you know, like personal mode, and you can change a lot of, you know, settings on your phone depending on what mode you're in to kind of customize it. My flatmate is really into his phone customization, so he's got it like on lock with his work. It's like when he's not working, it's like, you can't even contact me.
Like, how far does it go? Like, could it get to the point where employers aren't allowed legally to send emails? The fact that you don't have to answer them, like, will it be that there's like inbox management systems that like you can send as many emails as you want, they're not getting sent till 9 a.m. the next day?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How's this going to be sort of like, how's it going to be applied? How's it going to be working in practice? Because I'm assuming the countries that have it at the moment probably all have different cultures as well. Like, again, I saw a tweet, I think it was yesterday, and it was this lady saying she was at an airport in France and she was like frantically typing on her keyboard, and a kid asked her what she was doing. And she's like, oh, I'm just doing some work. And apparently the kid just like looked at like at lunch. And she's like, yeah, in France, they're not allowed to do that.
You're working at lunch? Oh, I love that.
Read to filth by a kid. But yeah.
Yeah, I do think it would be really interesting to see, you know, is it going to kind of be more of a protecting employees' rights kind of vibe rather than like an actual law. But talking about that kind of inbox setting, that I think that would be quite good, a good feature, to be fair, because if you've, because we've got scheduling now, which I love. I love scheduling an email at like 9:11, so it looks like I'm in the office when actually I'm still at home.
A weird number, just to make it a bit more real.
Yeah, exactly. It's like if you schedule it for bang on 4:15, everyone knows. But if you're like 17,
yeah, I just start doing like weird like numbers like 11:11 and stuff like that.
But yeah, it would be interesting if they put in a setting where you can schedule when you receive emails.
Well, there's loads of people that I am assuming they'll get an email, they'll read it anyway, and they'll probably still feel bad, even though they know they're not supposed to respond. So if there is this blanket ban on anything being sent out of hours, unless it's a massive emergency, that's probably going to do more than just saying you don't have to answer, because right now people kind of know they don't have to answer.
Yeah, yeah.
They're obliged to. And I don't think it's going to change that. Fair enough, you're not going to get in trouble properly, but you know, like, stuff could still happen.
Yeah, there needs to be kind of like a cultural...
Yeah, like, why do people feel they need to work so much? That's going to go into a whole complete different conversation about capitalism, why the hustle mentality is so prevalent at the moment, why we're all watching these TikToks, but we'll leave that for another day. It's so tied in though, right?
Yeah. Once you start pulling the thread...
Like, AI is supposedly taking over the world, right? We're automating everything. Why are people working longer hours?
Yeah. It's like that tweet that's like, I want AI to like wash my dishes and do my job for me, not make music and art. That's what I want to be doing.
I mean, I think because obviously working in the app industry, I've been messing around with like AI and writing code and stuff like that. And, you know, we're getting very, very close to like AI, you know, being able to do certain functions, but I guess there is limits, like how far do we want to take it as well?
Speaking of AI, let's move on. A beautiful segue that we didn't even plan. One of the things that I'm really enjoying at the moment is because obviously you see a lot of AI news where it's like, oh, this music artist has been ripped off, or this person's art has been stolen. But I'm really enjoying, you know, this kind of AI for good, seeing examples of applications of AI that is really interesting and really cool. So you said you saw something really cool this week.
Yeah. So I feel like they've been appearing and coming into market a lot more, but there's a lot of AI tools now being used to detect certain illnesses, especially cancer. So I saw one and it was, you know, they were trying to see if an AI-driven decision aid could reduce the time between chest X-rays and treatment for lung cancer patients.
Oh, wow.
Which I thought was really interesting. And from a brief read of the study, it seems to be very positive and be, you know, looking like it's going in the right direction. I saw a similar one to do with breast cancer a while ago as well. That was more to do with imaging. But yeah, like it looks like they're using AI now to detect lung nodules, and it's outperforming the human readers.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I love reading news like that.
I think it's great. And like the different applications as well. Like, and you talked a little bit about that breast cancer study where it's like image processing, using AI in those kind of technologies, you really kind of see broad applications that it could be used in.
Well, this looks like a very similar one because it is using imaging as well. I don't know if you remember, actually. I don't know if you did this module, but back at university when we studied electronic engineering, there was a medical module that you could take.
Yes, I took that module.
But this feels like it's a continuation of that type of study. And obviously people have had a lot more funding and probably like a lot better at it than me because I only did like one small module on it. But back then we were looking at, I think, was it X-rays, MRIs? I can't remember, and trying to program some neural networks to help us like detect differences in like images and stuff. Well, this looks like taking that to like, you know, the next level. If they're using it in breasts, they're using it in lungs. Like, where else can you use this? Anywhere that you can create those type of images.
Yeah, any kind of MRI scan, CAT scans. Yeah. And this, this tagline of cutting the time to diagnose and treat disease from weeks to just minutes, like this, that kind of improvement level.
It's like a second pair of eyes, right? And then if you can do this just by an MRI scan, think of all of A, the time it's going to save people, B, like just the general unease and unhappiness of like not knowing what's happening, your diagnosis, because it's going to speed everything up.
Mm.
Not going to save so much money and so much unnecessary treatment as well for people.
That's
I think this application of AI is always a good thing.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to help a lot of people. It's probably going to save a lot of lives. And I think it's not going to get rid of doctors or anything.
No.
It's going to help. And it's going to help doctors and specialists treat more people and give them more time to treat people that need it the most.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So more of this, please. Less memes, more medical diagnosis.
More saving people.
So I thought we could end on something quite fun. Have you seen the Barbie phone?
Oh my gosh, the pink flip phone.
Now, I saw this and I thought, is this something that I just forgot happened in 2005? No, it came out on the 28th of August.
Oh my gosh. I had an LG pink chocolate phone and it was my favourite phone ever. I don't care about all these smartphones. I loved that phone. I used to show it off all the time. So I'm here for this Barbie phone.
I don't think it was a chocolate, but it was like an LG, you know, like a slidey phone that was pink. I loved that. So yeah, a Barbie branded phone manufactured by HMD, who also make phones for Nokia. They've released this flip phone. It's got like a mirrored front. It is bright Barbie pink. It's got the Barbie branding on it. And it's what they're kind of bouncing around this terminology of a dumb phone. It's an old phone. You know, you can take a picture, but it doesn't have like a front facing camera. You can send text messages. You can call people. It's got a Barbie rebrand of Snake on it. Called Malibu Snake, and that's like basically it.
My gosh, the dream though, because like sometimes I'm on my phone and I feel like I get distracted very easily and I end up accidentally maybe scrolling on a social media site for like 10 minutes when I did not want to be there for 10 minutes. So like if you don't even have that option, especially when you're younger as well, and I feel like when you're younger, it's not as easy to sort of control your focus.
Mm-hmm.
Also, another question I wanted to say was, when did we stop making bright pink phones? Like, when did this stop being a thing?
Yeah.
Because
bring it back.
But no, I definitely like the sound of this. I don't know what your thoughts are, Naomi.
I'm interested to see if it's, you know, a bit of a fad. I think it's a really interesting time because, you know, kind of bringing it back to the first story that we talked about today, there's a lot of talk now about people wanting to disconnect from smartphones and have like a better kind of work-life balance or a better life balance where you're not dependent on technology.
I saw a movie the other day that sort of ties in with what you're saying. It was like, do you remember when computers looked like this and they were literally like a piece of furniture in the house?
Yes, and you had the computer room and that's, you know, the only time you interacted with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's like a really interesting thing that's happening right now. There's a lot of young people that are like, you know, talking about wanting to come completely off of social media. But then at the same time, we're also seeing, you know, in fashion and trends, this Y2K nostalgia that a flip phone like perfectly plays into.
100%. So is it like a fashion statement? Is it a fad? Like, are we going to go the complete opposite in like a few years where it's trendy to be futuristic?
I'm just interested, is like this and what is inspiring what, like you know, because
who's
got this
trends, right?
Mm.
In the 90s there were still futuristic trends like the Matrix. Was that from the 90s? Can't remember, might be early 2000s. But then if you think, right, we've got these types of devices being released, these Barbie flip phones. On the other side, we've got Elon Musk developing brain chips.
Yeah, so, it's true. It's a fair point. It really is a wide spectrum.
Like, there's people that don't want to disconnect for a second, and then there's people that
put it straight in my brain.
And like, how can you all coexist in a society where you have so many options like that, right, as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what do we expect from people? I personally, I'm a massive nerd. I love technology. I love the internet. I like just going online and reading stuff. Like, I've been doing that since I was little, like going on Reddit, like coding, like, I don't know, just like seeing pretty websites and stuff. I do go on social media, but I'd say I'd probably use the internet for a lot of other things too.
Yeah.
Especially my phone as well. But I know other people don't even leave like probably the top three, you know, social media apps. So everyone uses like the internet in a completely different way. If I didn't have access to it, I feel like, I was about to say, I feel like it'd ruin my life. Maybe I'd even have these phones. It's so dramatic. No, but I just like, I have this really weird need to know things. So if I see something, I'm like, oh, I wonder how that works.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
And I just like knowing that I can just know something.
Yeah, so if you didn't have that, you'd feel quite cut off. So you need like a flip phone that does also have Google Chrome on it.
Yeah, 100%. I am a Googler, actually. Yeah, this has helped me realise.
One thing that this article made me think about is, you know, obviously like retro tech coming back into fashion. And this is obviously powered by people wanting to disconnect. But what like piece of retro tech from your childhood would...
Game Boy Color.
Bring it back. Put it in my hand.
Literally, Pokemon. Give me. What about you?
I was thinking something like that. Or, you know, like, do we bring Tamagotchis back?
You know what? I think they're back, right? You know Isla. Isla's one of our friends. Mm. For her 30th birthday, I got her a Tamagotchi. I know it sounds random, but I felt like me and her would, like, enjoy it. What, you get a Tamagotchi, I'd get a Game Boy.
Yeah. What does that say about us?
Not very useful thing, if you actually think. Like, we've not said we want one of those old school printers, or like we want an analog TV, we want, you know, the record players. No, we've gone for quick dopamine hits.
Yep, and that's why I won't be getting rid of my smartphone.
Get Tamagotchi apps, probably.
But yeah, so I think it's been kind of like an interesting week. It'll be interesting to see if this right to disconnect stuff, you know, happens in the UK. Interesting to see more development in AI in medical. And I'm really interested to see if anyone buys this Barbie phone. It is retailing at £99.
Yeah. I really want to go get a Game Boy now. Not, I want a pink one, a pink Barbie one.
I'll give them a call and see if they can do that next.
They sponsor us.
Please. All right, we'll see you next week
for another episode of the Weekly Debrief.
This has been an I Am Listening exclusive podcast. For more information, head over to our website, iam-listening.co.uk.